Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How is everybody tonight? Praise God. We were supposed to have a song, but something must have happened. But that's okay. Praise God. We're just believing God to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Truly, we serve a good and a mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God, He is good all the time. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that He gives you choices? Praise God. You don't have to serve God. Praise God, but it's a choice that you make. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Praise God that you can't serve two masters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. Praise God, on here for reaching out to radio to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a blessing is that. Glory to God. I count it as a blessing to be able to share the Word of God with you tonight. And I know that God has great things in store for you all that will just look to Him, praise God, and allow Him to have His way in every area of your life. Praise God, let Him lead and guide and direct you, praise God, and strength will come, hallelujah, everything that you need will come. Praise God. We're going to be talking tonight, hallelujah, how that you cannot serve two masters. Praise God. But we're going to pray first. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father God, as we come before you, Lord, have your way in our life, Lord. God, touch each and every one tonight, Lord, that's listening to this message, Lord, and everyone that will hear this message. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for what you're doing, Lord. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. God, move in every area within our life, Lord. God, we praise you, we thank you, and we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The first scripture that I would like to share with you tonight comes out of Matthew, praise God, chapter 6, verse 24. Praise God, and if you need time to get a pen and paper, I'll give you just a second before I start reading these scriptures, because it is so important when anybody shares the Word of God with you. Have your Bible there. Look and see if it's not the whole Word of God, because there is a lot of half-truths going on right now, and that's why we need to hear the whole Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and read this scripture. Praise God, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read it. Praise God. If you got your Bible, you can read it with me, because it is so important. Follow the Word of the Lord and see what the Lord is saying. Praise God. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Can't serve God and mammon. I'm telling you right now, praise God. God makes his word is clear, ain't it? Praise God that we can understand exactly what he's saying here. Praise God, you can't serve two. Hallelujah. He said you would love one and hate the other, or hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve two masters. Praise God. So you're either serving God or the devil. Praise God. It's just plain. It's to the point, and it's straight. God's word is true. It's forever settled in heaven, and it hasn't changed any. Praise God. On down in verse 33 and 34 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day the evil thereof. Praise God, and how much do we know that we're living in an evil time. Praise God, but what did it say there? If we seek God first, hallelujah, and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things shall be added unto you. Praise God, hallelujah. And he let us know before that we cannot serve God and mammon. We're either for God or we're against him. And we need to tear down every stronghold in our life that would hinder us from serving the Lord. Because he wants to be first in our life. He's not going to take no back seat. Praise God, but he gives you and I a choice. Praise God, in one scripture says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Praise God, he gives us a choice in everything. God does not make you do anything that you don't want to do. Praise God, we serve God because we love him. I serve God because I love him. But you know what? He first loved me. He loved me when I wasn't very lovable. He loved me when I didn't love myself. But he reached out with his loving arms, and he reached down, and he picked me up, hallelujah, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on that solid rock, hallelujah. And I'm so glad for that today, that the Lord saved me and delivered me and set me free. Because the word said in John chapter 3, ye must be born again. There's no other way. Praise God, you're either serving God or you're serving Satan. People get mad when you tell them that, but the truth is the truth. And I'm telling you, before we go any farther in the scriptures, I want to tell you these choices that you have. You get to make these choices. Nobody can make them for you. Praise God, but it's something that you choose for yourself. Praise God. God is there. So The first thing I want you to know is you have a choice. Praise God, you can't blame it on anybody else if you're not serving God. I've heard so many say, well, if this one would serve God, I would. No, each one has to answer that call for themselves. Number two, you can serve God or not. It's totally up to you. And another thing which is up to you, you may believe this or not, but I'll tell you the scripture to back it up. You choose whether you're blessed or whether you're cursed. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 68. Verse 1 through 15 will tell you how blessed you will be if you serve God, if you obey Him. And the cursings come in 16 through 68 if you choose not to obey the Lord. Number four, you can have peace or confusion in your mind. Because the Word said, if we serve the Lord and seek Him, and if we keep our minds stayed on Him, He would us in perfect peace. So I have a choice. Do I want to have peace or do I want to have confusion in my mind? The fifth thing is I can be joyful or I can be full of sadness. And you can find some scriptures in Joel 2:21. Praise God. And there's another one in the New Testament that says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. I'm so glad that He gave us all these choices. And if I choose the wrong one, I cannot blame anybody but myself, because the Word is laid out. You can hear the Word everywhere you go, on the radio, on the TV, on the internet, no matter where you're at, you can hear the Word of God. And if you can't read it, that still ain't an excuse. The Lord will let you hear the Word of God, because when I come to God, I couldn't read either. Praise God. But the Lord taught me because I had a desire. I wanted to know the Word of God. So He taught me the Word. The sixth thing, I can have mercy or judgment. You say, how is that? Read Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2. Because I judge people, that judgment is coming back to me. But if I look to the Lord, I shall receive mercy and grace. Because His mercy and His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. No matter what I go through, if I look to the Lord, praise God, I know that everything is going to be all right. The seventh thing is I choose heaven or hell. Praise God. And I choose by the way that I live. Praise God, it's not just the words that come out of my mouth, but does my walk line up with the Word of God? Am I doing what I'm saying? So I have a choice. I choose heaven or hell. And I've had so many people say, He's such a good God, He's not going to send me to hell, and that's true. He's not. We choose. We've got a choice, and it's been laid out in front of us. And the eighth thing is we can have hate in our life or forgiveness. In Matthew 5:44, lets us know if we forgive, we shall be forgiven. And if you walk around with hate in your life, you'll have that hate. You'll be so bitter, and it will destroy you. Hate will eat away at you like a cancer until you're consumed with it. But when we forgive, praise God, then we can be forgiven. Praise God, because truly there is people that wrong you, but you got to forgive them. Praise God, you can bear your cross and follow him, or you can do your own thing. You have a choice. The word said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Praise God, I want to go that straight and narrow way. I want to bear that cross. Look at all that he has done for us. Praise God, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Praise God, the tenth thing, I can be a vessel of honor or of dishonor. It's up to me. I choose by the life that I live, by the words that I say, by the deeds that I do. And you know, the 11th thing is we can obey God or not obey him. It's totally up to us. You can do good or you can do evil. Think about that. Nobody makes you do it. You have a choice. You are an individual. Each one of us have our own personal relationship with the Lord. Whether I choose to take that opportunity to yield myself unto the Lord and be blessed, or whether I resist the Lord, because the Lord is dealing with many hearts right now. And they're rejecting him because they want to do their own thing. I can be strong in the Lord or weak. How do I do that? By the more I get in the Word of God, the more that I seek the Lord, hallelujah, the more time that I spend with the Lord, I can get stronger and stronger. Or I can choose to leave my Bible laying on the table and get weaker. And if I do, it's nobody's fault but my own. Joshua 1:6-7, read that. Praise God. He wants us to be strong in the Lord and courageous. Hallelujah. You can have courage or you can have fear. Joshua 9:1. You can live in sin or you can live a holy life. Romans 6:18. And then Matthew 5:14 lets us know that we need to let our light shine. And if our light's not shining, then we're walking in darkness. And we have that choice. Do I want to walk in that light that I can see my way where I'm going, Or do I want to go in that darkness? You know what? I have a choice. I can walk that straight and that narrow to enter in that gate, or I can go the broad way, which leadeth to hell, and that's in Matthew 7 and 13. All these lets us know that we have choices. I can believe or not believe. Read Mark 1 and 15. All of those choices are up to me. All of those choices are up to you. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. Let's read that. And I hope you let this soak in and let the Lord minister unto you the way that he wants to, that you will truly realize that you do have a choice and the devil cannot make you do anything. You have a choice. Listen here in Matthew 9 and 9. And as Jesus passed from hence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. As he called Matthew here, Matthew had a choice. Matthew was on his job, but God had a different job in store for Matthew. Praise God. So what did he do? He got up and he followed Jesus. He had a choice, and he chose the right thing, because many souls were saved and delivered and set free because the choice that he made. And I want you to know that the choices you make are going to affect everybody that is around you. And I had the jail ministry for like 25 years, and some of the ladies there, I'm telling you, praise God, God allowed me to minister to them and let them know that they had a choice, that they can turn around and get out of that cycle of defeat that they was living in, because truly they had a choice. Praise God, because nobody can't make you do drugs. Nobody can't make you drink. Nobody can't make you do anything that you do not want to do. The choice is yours. Praise God, and I have seen many lives changed, and I see some of these ladies out on the street, praise God, and they're still saved and delivered and set free. And some of them I see end up back in jail over and over, but see, they know that they have a choice, so they know that it's up to them. And just look at the choices they made, how it affected their children, their husbands, their moms, their dads, their grandmas, their grandpas. I have heard so many different stories and things from the girls, the ladies that are in jail, the lives that they have touched and destroyed because of the choices that they made. And some of them say to me, I'm not hurting nobody but myself. It's my decision. Yes, it is your decision, but every decision you make, it affects somebody around you. Just think, you might have to be that first one in your household to say yes to the Lord and serve Him. And because of that decision, your whole household might be saved, delivered, and set free, hallelujah, by the power of God. Why? Because you chose to follow the Lord. Glory to God. Things happen when we make the right choices. Praise God. People get blessed. Glory to God. Lives are changed. Lives are touched. Praise God. People even get healed and delivered and set free. Because when they see that change in your life, the decision that you make, praise God, they come to the right decision within their mind that they are going to do that same thing, praise God, so their lives can be changed. Even all the disciples that Jesus called, some of them was fishing. He walked by the fishing bank and he said, come follow me. And they left their father in the boat and they left and they followed Jesus. Why? He wanted to make them fishers of men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had a better job for them to do than to catch the natural fish. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we go to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3. Let's go to 2 Timothy. We're going to be flipping around here today and see what the Lord has for us. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, you need to know that the choice is yours and the devil cannot make you do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3. I think I'm going to start at verse 1. Yeah. I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to go ahead and read a few of these. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who are able to teach others also. Now listen to this third. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Listen, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. Listen to this. The husbandman that labor must be first partakers of the fruit. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go down to 15, and here's what we need to do. Study to show thyself to approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. and their words will eat as does a canker, of whom is Himelius and Phileas, whom considered the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection hath passed and overthrow the faith of some. Now listen to this. See, because everyone has a choice. We have a choice to believe or not to believe. And I told you that is so important, why you need to have your Bible when someone is preaching or teaching or whatever, that you can follow and know that it is the whole Word of God. But because of these two, some was overthrown in their faith, and they believed a lie. And we know what happens when we believe a lie, we'll be damned. If the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. But listen to verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let every one that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and vessels of silver and also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. That's what I was telling you earlier. We have the choice. We choose whether we're going to be a vessel of honor or dishonor. Praise God. And I want to be a vessel of honor unto the Lord. Praise God. And 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. But flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, follow charity, peace with them that call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolishness, unlearned question avoid, knowing they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must strive, but he be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, in patience, instructing those that oppose themselves. If peradventure God would give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, whom has taken them captive by at his will. I'm telling you, right there, what did it say? That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. I'm telling you, the devil can paint you some pretty pictures. And the word said he's a liar and he's the father of all lies. And, you know, we need to know that in these last days, what is about to happen. I'm telling you, there's so many half-truths out there that you have to have this word. You have got to know this word for yourself. It can't be something that you just heard somebody else say, because therefore then the devil can overthrow you and say, hey, you don't know that. That's just something you heard. But if you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, you're going to stand your ground, as 15 said, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, we have a choice, and we cannot serve two masters. God is either number one in your life, or he is not at all. He will not take a back seat. He can't be number two. He has got to be number one in your life. You have a choice. Praise God. I'm going to read you a few verses here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and then we're going to go talk about Jonah. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of them own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incumbent despisers of those that are good. Well, how much do we see that right now? He said, perilous times shall come in these last days. People be tready, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Listen to this. We've got to be very careful that we don't, this is verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We need to have the whole word of God. We need to do everything that the Lord has called us to do. I need to live a clean and a holy life all the time. Not just on the weekends, not just through the week, not just when I'm in church. I have got to live a clean, a holy life 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Praise God, I don't get no time off, don't want no time off. Hallelujah, I want to serve the Lord. I want to do what the Lord called me to do. I want you to listen to this, that if you have a form of godliness and deny the power, in other words, you can know the word, but if you're not living the word, knowing the word is not doing you any good. I can know this word from Genesis to Revelation, but if I don't live it, it don't do me a bit of good. Satan knows the word, and he is doomed in hell for eternity. Why? He tried to take over and take the power from the Lord. You all know the story, how that Satan, he was one of the most beautifulest angels, and he caused a third of the angels to fall with him. Read in Genesis. So we have a choice. The Lord is laying the word out in front of us, and what we do with it, it's up to us. We can't blame anybody else, but we have a choice. Even Matthew, when he was sitting there at the receipt of customs, when Jesus come by and said, follow me, he had a choice. He could have just sat there, but he didn't. He chose the right thing. He chose to follow the Lord. And when we choose to follow the Lord, we've got to go all the way. I read to you even about enduring hardness. There's hard things that we have to go through, but even through these hard things, we need to choose to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lay captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Listen to this. Ever learning and never able to come to the acknowledgement of the truth. Why? They was led away. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. And the word said, from such turn away. If you're in that place right now, you better turn away and make it right with the Lord. Praise God, because I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon, and we got to be ready. Praise God, if he don't come today or tomorrow, I might not be here. He might call for me, and I've got to be ready when the Lord calls for me. Praise God, I want him to say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant, and not depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew ye. I want him to say, well done. I don't want to be led away. I don't want to be those silly women laden with sin, going after the divers' lust. There's nothing worth going to hell over. Nobody is worth going to hell over. And God's word is set. Praise God. Yes, Lord. And the Lord said, for this case shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. We cannot live together. They might call it common law, but it's still sin. If you're not legally married, you're living in sin. And if the Lord comes for you when you're in that sin, think about it. Where will you spend eternity? Is it worth what you'll have to pay? The word said there's fun in sin for a season. But when that season gets cut off, it's not fun no more. Hallelujah. Those ladies that are in jail, when they first started out partying, they thought it was fun. When I started out, I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I was a thief. I was a liar. You name it, I done it. But God saved me, delivered me, and set me free. And a lot of things that I had to go through as a child, I didn't understand at the time, until the Lord had led me into the jail ministry. And a lot of you have heard my testimony about how that I was molested at 5 from one of my cousins that was a lot older than me, and from 10 to 16 raped over and over all the time by my stepdad. But I'm telling you, I didn't understand it at the time. But then the Lord let me see that all these people, they had choices, and they chose to do that to me. And see, your choices, it affects people's lives. And there was so much damage in my life when I came to the Lord. There was so much hate, anger, and bitterness had built up because of all these things. And I started running the streets when I was 10 years old and really bad at from 11 on. But I started at 10 to try to get away. I just truly wanted to be loved. And I'm telling you, I tried everything. And I could not find no satisfaction. I did not get no peace from it. The more I would do, the more drugs I would have to do to try to numb my mind that I wouldn't think, that I wouldn't worry about my life. I wouldn't worry about how that I felt so unloved, so unworthy. The three times I tried to kill myself, I'm telling you, I thank God that He saved me and delivered me and set me free. So I know what it's like to feel like you're not loved, to feel like nobody don't care, to feel like you don't matter, to feel like everybody would be better off if you would be dead. And that is a lie straight from the pits of hell. I'm telling you, that comes from Satan and not from God. And you have a choice to listen to these thoughts that come in your mind, because Satan's job is to torment you, and he's good at his job. Praise God, but when we come to the Lord, the Word said, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world, because we have power and we have authority over Satan. So we have a choice. Praise God, and that's why it's so important. Dig in this Word. And you know, I've heard another thing that just come to me that I need to share with you, and it's not in the message, but Satan will tell you there is no fun in serving God. And I'm telling you, that is a lie. Praise God. If you want to live, praise God, you begin to serve the Lord, and that's when true life takes place. I'm telling you, I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. And there is no high whatsoever that can compare to me lifting my hands and praising God and know that everything is all right between me and the Lord. Hallelujah, that if He would call for me, glory to God, I'd be ready, hallelujah, to meet the Lord. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Praise God. If not, you need to make it right now. Hallelujah. If there's anything in your life that would cause you not to spend eternity in heaven with the Lord, get rid of it. It's not worth it. Hallelujah, because you are going to spend eternity one place or the other. And the choice is yours, like we was talking earlier. Praise God, you have a choice. And I'm telling you, being good is not good enough. Because in the Word in John said, ye must be born again. And Nicodemus even asked the Lord, said, can I enter in the second time in my mother's womb and be born? He said, no. He said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We've got to be born again. What does that mean? That means that I ask the Lord to forgive me and that I'm truly sorry for my sin and that I turn from it and don't do it. Praise God. And what this message is about, Satan is deceiving so many people, letting them think that they can serve God and do what they want to. I'm telling you, when we come to the Lord, we are no more our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. But I have that choice. What am I going to do? What are you going to do right now? You that's in the valley of decision, the word talks about multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. This world is in a mess. People think they can do their own thing and get away with it because it looks like nothing is happening. But I'm telling you, there's coming a judgment day. It might not be right this minute, but it's coming. It's coming. And you will answer for your sins. You'll answer for what you do. And just remember, what you choose, it affects your kid's life, your husband, your wife, whatever, whoever is around, your neighbor, the church. It affects everything. It really does. So we need to choose the right thing. What is the Lord saying to you right now? What's he saying? What is the Lord doing now in your life? Hallelujah. Praise God. I've had so many say that my decisions don't affect nobody else. Okay. I told you we was going to talk about Jonah, didn't I? And how many knows the story about Jonah? In all four chapters in Jonah, there's four chapters. And Jonah, the Lord had spoke to him and told him to go to Nineveh to preach to that great city and tell them that he was going to destroy them because of their wickedness. But you know what? Jonah rose up and he fled. He tried to. He got on a ship and he tried to go to Tarshish. But you know what? You can't run from the presence of God. There came a mighty storm. And where you think you don't affect people's lives, all the people on that ship, Jonah affected their life when he tried to run from the Lord. He caused them all to come into harm. They all could have been killed because of Jonah's decision to run from the Lord. Even when they found out, they said, hey, something's going on here. I'm paraphrasing now. Something's going on here because this storm, this destruction that's coming our way, so they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And Jonah told him, he said, okay, I'm running from the Lord. He said, if you cast me overboard, the sea will stop her raging. They didn't want to do that. So they tried, they rowed harder and harder, but it didn't work. The storm just got worse. So you know what happened? Finally, they had to throw Jonah overboard. They tried to do everything not to. But I'm telling you, when God's trying to get somebody's attention, it affects everybody around. Think about that. Jonah put all these people in harm because he tried to run from God. You can't run from the presence of God. If God has called you to do a job, you better do it. So, you all know the story about how that they throwed Jonah overboard. The storm ceased. There was a great calm there. And God had prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. And for 3 days, Jonah was in the fish's belly. He had all these seaweeds tangled about his neck, and he was tormented. But you know what? He repented. He repented. And so when he repented, the Lord spoke to the fish that he had told to swallow Jonah. He said, go spit him out on dry ground. Think about that. So the fish went up to dry ground and spit him out, vomited him up. Because Jonah had repented and told the Lord that he would do what he wanted him to do. So Jonah ran to do the work of the Lord. I think it was a 3-day journey, and he made it in a day or day and a half. He made it fast. Because I'm telling you, he didn't want to go back in that fish's belly. And some of you have been like Jonah, because I know I was like Jonah at one time. I tried to run from the things that the Lord wanted me to do. But I'm telling you, you can't run from the presence of God. If God is dealing with your heart tonight, I'm telling you, there's no place you can hide. There's no high that can get it off your mind, because when God begins to deal with your heart, you're not going to be satisfied until you yield unto the Lord. And I want you to think about this, okay? Jonah put all these people on the ship in harm, didn't he? Because the ship would have sunk if Jonah had not have been thrown overboard. But look on the other hand. After Jonah repented and he went to Nineveh and he did what the Lord wanted him to do, he told them that the Lord was going to destroy them because of their wickedness. And I'm telling you, this came to the king's ear, what the Lord had said. And he believed the report of Jonah. Because I'm telling you, look here, when the Lord gives you something to say, his word would not return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what the Lord sends it out to do. So the Lord, he spoke to Jonah, go to Nineveh. So after all the trouble that he went through, he finally went to Nineveh. And he obeyed the Lord. And the king believed the report that the Lord was going to do it. So he called a fast. He said, no people, no animals, nobody's going to eat. We're going to pray and turn from our wicked ways. Because he didn't want to be destroyed. So, look on this hand. As Jonah obeyed the Lord and the word came to the king's ear and he believed the word of the Lord and called this fast, therefore all of Nineveh was spared. And I'm telling you, that's a lot of people that was spared because Jonah finally obeyed the Lord. Think about that. Both decisions that Jonah made affected everybody's life around. And so does your decision. I'm telling you, if the Lord is dealing with your heart tonight, don't turn him away. Yield to him. Listen to what the Lord is saying. I'm telling you, great things does the Lord want to do in your life, but you have got to let him, because he will not go over your will. He has gave you a will, and it's up to you to choose to serve God. It's up to you to go that straight in that narrow way, or you can continue in partying and doing the things that you want to do. It's easy to go to hell. Just do whatever you want to do. But I'm telling you, it's worth it to walk uprightly before the Lord. And you're not going to miss out on anything. Because when I was out in sin, when I was partying at first, man, I loved it. I thought, wow, this is the life. But until I got caught up in that addiction and I lived from one fix to another, it wasn't fun no more. That's where it comes in. There's fun in sin for a season. But when that season's cut off, you end up in jail, you end up separated from your family, you end up losing your families. Some have gambling problems and have lost everything. They've lost their home, their wife, their kids, or they've lost their husbands and all their houses and their kids. Why? They chose to keep on gambling. And we are not to gamble. And some had everything, and they chose to go out on their wives or they chose to go out on their husbands. Women do the same thing. They're just as bad as men. I'm not saying there's no difference, but I'm saying whatever God is dealing with you about, listen to the Lord. Remember Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters. Satan will try to deceive you. He'll try everything that he can, but don't let him destroy you and your household. Let's go to Luke 10. We're going to go to verse 26 and 27. Let me turn there. Let me turn here for a minute. We're going to go back to Luke. Luke chapter 14. Okay, 14. I went one page too much. Did I? Yeah. We want to read 26 and 27, maybe a little bit more. Let's see. If any man come to me and hateth not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he can't be my disciples. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me can't be my disciples. That is the word of God, and God's word is true. And I'll tell you this before I go any farther. What was sin in the word is sin today. It ain't changed. They put different names on it. When people was living together back in the word, it was either adultery or fornication, and they was killed for it if they was caught. But now they just call it common law, and it's okay with society. It's okay to be bisexual by society today. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be a lesbian. But let's see, what does the word say about it? The Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of sin. Because they was trying to take the angels, the men was, and think about that. It was sin. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of gays. The word is the word. You can't hate me, praise God. I'm just the messenger. I'm just telling you what the word said. And God's word is what it is. I can't change it, because if I change it, the plagues are going to be, because if I, the word said in Revelation, if I add to it, the plagues in this book are going to be added unto me. And if I take away from it, my name shall be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So I'm going to tell you the truth that you may not like it, but if God tells me to say it, I'm going to say it. Sin is sin. And he that would look upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already in his heart. So what does he need to do? Repent and turn to the Lord. Because if not, when the Lord comes, what will happen? In Psalms 1 says, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. I'm telling you, there ain't no repentance after death. It's right now. It's here, right now. What do you want? Did you hear the word of God? That whosoever does not bear his cross can't be my disciple. You can't be. You have to bear the cross and follow after him. We have got to follow the Lord every step of the way. I can't start out right now serving God one day and doing what the devil wants me to do the next day. It don't work that way. You will find out. You will answer for your sin. Each one will. Because the word said you're going to reap what you sow. If you sow bad, you're going to reap bad. If you sow good, you're going to reap good. But, you know, God is saying here in his word, listen to this. He is calling for us to follow after him. We've got to, one must prefer God for anything else. I have got to love God more than my children. My husband's gone on to be, he's already passed away. So I have got to love the Lord more than I do my children, and then they can come next. But the Lord has already laid it out. He has got to be first. And we either love God or we don't. We're either saved or we're not. There's no such thing as straddling the fence. There's no such thing. So I have shared with you tonight scriptures that has covered things to let you know that you do have a choice. And there's four things here that God demands for man here. We have got to prefer Christ, to prefer God and Christ, and above everything else, we must. And in Matthew 10 and 38, lets us know, and verse 27, what we just read there, we must bear our cross. And you can read that too in Matthew 6 and 24 and Matthew 8 and 34. Another thing, we have to follow Christ always. And that it was in verse 27 there. And John 10, 26 and 30. It's got to be all the time. Not just when we choose, all the time. And in Luke 9 and 23, do these things daily, not weekly, not once in a while, but daily, we have to take up our cross and follow him. That is the only way. In Matthew 10, like I said a minute ago, in 38, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Hallelujah. There's warning here against fearing man. We're not to fear man. Praise God there in verse in Matthew 10 and 28, and fear not them which kill a body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. That's who you're to fear. Not man, Satan can do, but fear God. Hallelujah. And in Luke 9 and 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. This is a constant thing. We need to do all the time. Not just when I want to, not just when I feel like it, but this is something that I have to do all the time. Because remember, we can't serve two masters. We're either for God or we're either against him. Let's go to Mark chapter 8 for a minute. Let's go to Mark. Mark 8. Okay, I'm about there. I'm going past it. All righty, we're about there. Okay, chapter 8. Let's go to verse 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. 36. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this generation, him also shall I be ashamed of before. Let's see. And most of them, in this sinful generation, and him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed of when he cometh in his glory with the Father and the holy angels. So if we be ashamed of the Lord, in this wicked and adulterous generation and sinful, if we're ashamed of the Lord, if we don't stand up for him, if we don't stand for what is right, if we're ashamed to stand up, he'll be ashamed of us before the Father in heaven when he comes with his holy angels. Tonight, know the word. Know the word for yourself that you can't serve two masters. Because in Matthew 22:37, and Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have got to love the Lord with everything that is within us. Praise God. And we can't hold back in any area, because truly Jesus came and died and gave his life on Calvary for you and I to be saved. Hallelujah. And to be saved means exactly that. He saves us from something. When we repent, we turn from our wicked ways. Things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Praise God, we become a new creature. When I repented, when I got born again, praise God, the things that I wanted to do changed. Before I got saved, I wanted to get high and go to the bars and run with men and do every ungodly thing. But when I got saved, when I got born again, my desires changed. Hallelujah. I didn't want to run to the bar. I wanted to run to church. Praise God. I didn't want to do that dope no more. I didn't want to smoke a joint no more. Praise God, I wanted to go to church and lift my hands and praise the Lord and tell him how much I loved him. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he saved me, he delivered me, he brought me out of a horrible pit, hallelujah, and he's setting my feet on that solid rock, hallelujah. I found out what true love was. Glory to God, hallelujah. True love comes from Jesus Christ, from being born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, repented, turned from my sins, and begin to live a clean and a holy life. Praise God, the word said for me to strive for that perfection. Am I perfect? No. There was only one that was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. But I'm to try. Praise God, I'm to make the right choices in this life. Praise God, because every morning I get up, I got a choice. What am I going to do first? Praise God, hallelujah. Evangelist Montel, she taught the other night, or it was last week, it was sometime. Praise God, what is the first thing you do when you wake up? Do you thank the Lord, or do you reach for your cell phone? Praise God, or maybe you reach for that cigarette, or maybe you reach for that cup of coffee, or maybe you, like me, reach for that Diet Pepsi. It's something to think about. What do you do first? Do you put the Lord first? Do you pray and ask the Lord to direct your way? Praise God. I'm telling you, so many times we come up short. So what do? We repent and ask the Lord to forgive us and help us. Praise God, because He's a forgiving, He's a merciful God. If He wasn't, none of us would be here. But because of His love and because of His mercy, you and I are still here. And He's gave you a choice tonight. What are you going to do with it? It's up to you. The one beside you can't make the decision for you. The one in front of you, maybe behind you, whatever, maybe in the house, maybe outside, whatever, they can't make a decision for you. This is something that you must do for yourself. You choose either life or death. You choose blessings or cursings. You choose joy or sadness. Think about that. You choose. Hallelujah. So many people there for a while went around, they had that saying, the devil made me do it. That's a lie. The devil can't make you do nothing you don't want to do. He can trick you. He can paint pretty pictures. But it's up to you that makes that choice. You got to choose it. So we have no excuses that holds before the Lord. Because if you didn't know, you know now, you can't serve two masters. Because you either love one, hate the other, or hold to one and despise the other. It is what it is. God's word is true. And remember, just like Jonah, your life affects everybody around you. You can cause those cursings to come on those people around you. Or, like Nineveh, you can cause them to be blessed. The whole city wasn't destroyed because they believed the word of the Lord. And the choice is yours. What are you going to choose? Choose the Lord. Choose life. Because even the word said the power of life and death is in the tongue. What do you choose tonight? Don't choose anybody above the Lord. He has got to be first in our lives. Even in Matthew chapter 10. I want to read some of that to you there. And I'm going to start at start at 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murders, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. And he looked at him, what lack I? He asked the question, and Jesus told him. And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily shall I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven? And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, and saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And then Peter said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in this generation, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses and brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and wife and children and land for my name's sake shall inherit a hundredfold and shall inherit eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Don't let your riches or anything in your life keep you from following after the Lord. As this young man here, he asked him, what do I lack? And Jesus told him what he lacked. He needed to sell what he had and give to the poor, and come and follow him, and he would have treasures and riches in heaven. Hallelujah. The young man had a choice, but he went away sorrowful because he didn't want to give up his possessions. Nothing is worth losing out with God for. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you, God, as we wind up this message on you cannot serve two masters, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch each and every one. Lord, help them to make that right decision. Help them to follow you. Lord, let them see that each one of us has a choice, and we choose. Ain't nobody can make you choose. They might can put pressure on you, but it's up to you. Do you love God more than these things? It's time to think about it. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. And Joshua, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I think that's Joshua 24:15. I think that's what it is. So it's up to you. Praise God. I pray that the Lord bless you and encourage you. And I pray that you get in the Word of God. And if you're not going to a place now that preaches the truth to you, it's no time to be patted on the back and say, God understands what was sin in the Word is still sin. No matter what kind of word you put on it, you might pretty it up, but sin is sin, what's underneath it. And everything that is hid is going to be shouted from the rooftop. And you might deceive men, but God knows everything. And it don't matter what man thinks. It said here, don't fear man. What did we read? Don't fear man, but fear God. That can destroy both body and soul in hell. That's whom we're to serve. We can't serve two masters. I want you to remember that. You do have a choice. Am I saying it's easy? No. But make the right choices. Because there's consequences for everything. Whether we're blessed or whether we're cursed. Remember Deuteronomy 28, the whole chapter there. Let you know if you serve God and do what he's called you to do, you'll be blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the storehouse, blessed in your basket. You'll be blessed, 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 blessed. But if you obey not the Lord, you'll be cursed. Going in, cursed coming out. Cursed in the city, cursed in the field, you'll be cursed. Your storehouse will be cursed. Everything about you will be cursed. But see, you have a choice. And if you have chose the wrong decisions up to now, repent. Ask God to forgive you and turn from them and begin to make the right choices. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. I stand with Joshua, don't you? As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Remember, this reaching out radio, be in the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We're doing a work for the Lord. The word said, work while it is day. When night cometh, no man can work. So now is the time for us to work. Do what God's called you to do. Praise God. Pray for this radio ministry. Pray for what God has birthed in Evangelist Montel Fields. Praise God because she chose to obey the Lord, and it's going on 4 years now that she has this reaching out radio because she loves the Lord and she wants you to get the word. And she wants you to get the whole Word of God. She don't want the word sugar-coated, but she wants the people on here to tell it like it is. And if you don't tell it like it is, she won't allow you on the radio because we will give an account if we try to sugarcoat the word for whatever reason it may be. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Serve the Lord. Put him first. Think about your families, your children. Think about all that. remember, Jesus loves you. God bless you. And we love you too here at Reaching Out Radio, being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. Until the next time, remember the word, you cannot serve two masters. The choice is yours and yours alone. This is a personal thing. Hallelujah. Nobody can make the decision for you. It's up to you. What do you want in your life? I pray for you that you choose Jesus and that you will have all of the blessings. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. I am Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. If you're ever in our area, come be with us. We would love to have you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.